Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
From training camp 2025 starting for the Baltimore Ravens. And here to get into that, I was Ted Nugent, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, on this Turn Up Tuesday from USA Today, Ravens Wire Window Nation guest hotline, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Feeling good, guys. Yeah, Ravens' first full week of a break before training camp begins in about a month. So the little relaxation for the Ravens, it begins right now.
Let me ask you this. With the wide receivers, we were just talking about Rashad Bateman, who was on the Lounge podcast. At least during the Lamar Jackson era, is this the most talented wide receiver group that he's had to work with? And if we really want to dig deep, as we have the 30th season in Ravens history about to kick off here in a couple of months, maybe the deepest they've ever had?
Yeah, I mean, I think this Ravens wide receiver room is great right now. And in terms of it being the deepest room they've ever had, I think it's up there, you know, with Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman is the 1-2. And then with DeAndre Hopkins is your number three. I think that, you know, with another year, I'd say, of improvement for those two guys. And then the upgrade that I think DeAndre Hopkins is from Nelson Agholor. Nelson had, you know, a great couple years in Baltimore. I mean, I think his 2023 was better than his 2024, but, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, I think, brings you that go-getter receiver, someone that can go get you the ball, and, you know, someone who's a contested catch guy. And I think that the Ravens, they've needed that skill set for a pretty long time now. So I think with those three and then the depth of a Tylan Wallace, Tez Walker, the Jontay Wester, I mean, I like where they are right now. And I know that Bateman said that, you know, he wants to be a reason why the Ravens have their wide receiver conversations flipped and people talk about Baltimore wide receivers in a different way. And look, I think this year could go a long way towards that.
Now, Kevin, what do you think happens, you know, if they have the starting group out there defensively, secondary-wise, is it Wiggins and Marlon? You know, how does Jair fit in there?
I think that for Baltimore, there are a lot of different things they can do with Jair. And I think one of the things that I'd expect them to do is play Marlon in the slot a lot. And what they could do is with big nickel packages, whether it's Marlon there, Kyle Hamilton, you can put Wiggins and Jair on the outside and then have Marlon in the slot. And I think that what Jair does is kind of like with Malachi Starks, how he's that piece to free up Kyle Hamilton. I think Jair is someone that can free up Marlon Humphrey, because I know we've talked about it before where Baltimore, you know, they don't play base defense and they're not just like this 100% of the time they play base. So for Baltimore, if they want to play dime packages, if they want to play heavy DBs out on the field, you know, with Patrick Queen and Pittsburgh, you know, the reason they were able to play two linebackers on the field together in 2023 was because PQ was so good next to Roquan, but you don't have to do that all the time. So, you know, if you're just talking about a general base defense, the Ravens don't have a pure slot guy right now, where it's not like a Tavon Young is there, Arthur Millette, like they don't have a pure guy there. So I'd expect them to use some level of a rotation there. So I think that what we'll see is Marlon in the slot a decent amount, Kyle Hamilton down there as well. So I think we're going to see Jair on the outside, Wiggins on the outside, and Marlon will get his fair share on the outside as well, because we know the Ravens have had years where they have that three cornerback rotation on the outside, like a Brandon Carr, Marlon Humphrey, Jimmy Smith, or Marcus Peters, Jimmy Smith and Marlon Humphrey. So they like to use those guys, but I would probably say that Marlon gets some slot time and then we see Jair and Wiggins on the outside at points as well.
Now, what are the odds that you think that Wester is going to be the punt returner against Buffalo?
I think that for me, the punt returner spot, you know, it's a decent competition where I think that for Tylan Wallace, DeJounte Wester, like I think it comes down to those two guys for me. And they just personally, I think LaJonte Wester wins that job, though. I think it's a decent chance that LaJonte is the punt returner in week one against Buffalo. I mean, I think that there are a lot of things that LaJonte can do for the Ravens in terms of maybe being a gadget player for the offense. And, you know, I think Pound the Wallace has a shot. Like, I think that it's not just LaJonte's job to lose here, but I think to me, he brings you that aspect. And he's a player that I think is super intriguing to me as a late round guy. So the Ravens have been looking for a punt returner, or at least a consistent option there for a while. And I personally like LaJonte to be their guy as a punt returner week one.
Do you think the Ravens will keep five running backs, and that includes Ricard? Do they keep Ali and Mitchell, or do they just keep one of those two?
I the roster crunch is going to be tight this year, and I'm not sure that five running backs is on the table for them. Where I don't see it for Ali right now. I mean, he could blow you away in training camp or preseason and change that conversation. But right now, I have him off. I think it'll just be four if you include Ricard in there. Just because, you know, if you keep Ali, that's an extra offensive lineman you can't carry, an extra D lineman you can't carry. There are questions about others as well, you know. Are they going to keep six outside linebackers, or what are they going to do in the secondary? There are a lot of secondary guys that maybe they'd like to keep. So I think if the Ravens move off of Ali, it's not a guarantee, but I feel decently confident that he would make the practice squad or clear waivers to make the practice squad, just as a, you know, is a guy that if he didn't have like a stellar preseason, just like an average one, an average training camp, I'm not sure a team would claim him. So I'd feel comfortable knowing, hey, we can keep an extra guy that maybe had a great preseason, and that guy's definitely going to get claimed. And for Ali, it's not like the end of the world, I guess, if he gets claimed. But again, we don't know what his training camp's going to look like. We don't know what his preseason's going to look like. But for now, you know, if we were doing the 53-man today, I would have Ali off of the roster.
Now, do you think Kone, Longer Beam, Bo Braid, how many of those three make it?
Secondary is so crowded. It's a good problem to have. I wouldn't be shocked if – I think Bo Braid makes it. I'd be pretty floored if Bo Braid didn't make it. So I think between those two, between Kone and Longer Beam, we know that Eric DaCosta is not afraid to move off of rookies. You know, it's a different time than when Ozzie Newsome was the guy there, where Ozzie would, for the most part, always want to give the rookie class a shot, you know, to prove themselves. If they need a roster spot, if it's not working, it's not going to happen. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if one of those two guys doesn't make the roster. But to me, you know, you have, like, in that depth area, Braid, it's Sanusi Kane with Longer Beam, and, you know, Okone. Jalen Armour Davis is a guy that maybe you could have him not make the roster in favor of the two rookies if he doesn't perform well. So I think one depth piece is not going to make the roster, whether that is one of the rookies, Jalen Armour Davis. I think Kane and Braid are safe personally, so I think it comes down to those three I mentioned. And right now, I think it would be – I know they're trying to mount a safety right now, but I'm not sure Jalen Armour Davis does make the roster, although we did hear Zach Orr have high praise for him, so I know the team thinks highly of him, but there are only so many roster spots you can put guys on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, The Ravens Wire, joins us every Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Kevin, last thing for you. If the Ravens were bringing in a veteran to fill a spot or compete for a spot, most likely position that will be?
If they bring in somebody else, I feel like it's either going to be safety or edge or guard, one of those three. I think, you know, the Ravens there, crowded everywhere. They have a great roster. Maybe it's a Justin Simmons. Maybe it's a Jadeveon Clowney or just a depth piece at guard. Those are the three I'm looking at.
What about a guy that swings the leg at a leather football?
Oh, hey, maybe.
Come on,
you know,
man.
You never know. You know, we know the Boop has had some inconsistency.
Yes, he has.
That's a good one. Maybe a vet for camp purposes. That's a good one. I didn't even think of that.
The Looper. Hopefully he's not the big storyline of 2025 for sure. Kevin Ostreicher, what's happening on the website right now?
Yeah, just going through the whole break process before training camp, diving into some of those guys the Ravens can maybe add to the roster, and diving into some camp battles to watch. I mean, it's going to be exciting. A lot of talented players in the 90-man right now, but we know that 90 men do not make the roster, so you got to cut down, and we'll see which guys end up making it.
Kevin, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday.
You too, guys. Thanks so much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.